Moving on now, the bloodshed caused by the Saudi airstrikes has marred Eid al-Adha in Yemen. Attacks carried out during the feast have killed at least 22 Yemenis. Saudi warplanes launched 7 airstrikes on Sahar district in the northern province of Sadr, killing at least 12 people and wounding 10 more. 2 people also died in attacks on Sadr's Baghim district, while bombs hit a vehicle in Shaddar district in the same region, leaving 2 civilians dead there. Meanwhile, 3 women and 3 children lost their lives after a wedding ceremony came under mortar attack by Saudi mercenaries in Yemen's Taiz province. This just a day after the United Nations said up to 30 civilians were killed in Saudi air raids on a water well in northern Yemen. Over 9,600 people have lost their lives since Riyadh launched its assault against Yemen in March 2015. Well, to talk more about this, let's go to Sydney and talk to Tim Anderson, senior lecturer at the University of Sydney. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Anderson, by and by, Saudi attacks continue on Yemen. Why is the international community, except for a few conscious nations, silent about these crimes against humanity committed by Saudi Arabia?
In fact, there have been some faltering moves to talk about some sort of sanctions or stopping the supply of weapons to the Saudi regime, but it hasn't happened. There have been a number of condemnations from Western countries, but it hasn't really affected the political support and the supply of weapons there. Of course, for the Saudis' part, they've been sitting back and playing this arm's length war through aerial bombardment and also occasional use of al-Qaeda proxies on the ground, but they can't compete on the ground with the Yemeni resistance.
And of course, what should be done to force Saudi Arabia to end this war, do you think?
The most obvious thing is to stop supplying weapons to the Saudi regime. The Saudi regime is the largest consumer of Western weaponry from the US, from the UK, from France. And there's extreme reluctance, a denial really, a huge contradiction that's been building up because, as I said, many sections of those, the parliaments and the governments of those countries have said things against the Saudis' actions against Yemen, but they continue to supply weapons to the Saudi regime.
And what is the likelihood of Yemen being able to sue Saudi Arabia and the International Criminal Tribunal?
It's very difficult. It's very difficult because it either requires a resolution of the Security Council or the consent of the countries to engage in that. Really, Security Council action is needed. And I think, that, as I said, the most sensitive issue is, and the complicity of the Western powers, is their direct supply of weaponry to the Saudis. Of course, that affects Yemen. It affects a number of other countries in the region, too.
Indeed. Tim Anderson, senior lecturer with the University of Sydney, talking to us from Sydney. Thanks for your time there, sir.
Thank you.